Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula there in Tasmania and 87.6 Backwater Country in Harrington. And have I got a show planned for you this afternoon, listeners, with a very special guest, Mr. Kerry Kennedy, fabulous country singer with a brand new song out, which is first for the airwaves, us. This is an exclusive, listeners. The song is called Thank You for the Ride. And we've got Kerry on the program a little bit later on. He's going to have a bit of a chat with us, tell us all about the backstory to Thank You for the Ride. And as I said, this is an exclusive. This is first to radio. The song came out on Friday. It hasn't been played anywhere yet. And it's not available on any of the platforms as yet. Kerry sent me a copy of this about a week ago. We chatted about it, and I said, we've got to have you on the show. It's a fabulous song, and I want all my listeners to hear it and also get to hear you talk about it. So he's going to be on the show a little bit later on. I'm going to kick off, though, with a song by Kerry Kennedy from his latest album called Copper Coin. Now, $10 from the sale of this album goes to charity, and we talk about that in the chat we have with him a little bit later on as well. So let's kick off the program, the title track from the album of the same name title, Copper Coin.
Well, I found this copper coin in a paddock by a mulga tree laying on the ground. Nothing round but flies and crows and eagles. I was 100 miles away from any town. So I cleaned it up with spit and my old hanky. The date on it read 1943. If it could talk, I bet it'd have some stories about how and why and when it came to be. Well, it may have been known by a drover who was pushing cattle on the outback trail. The coin slipped out of his pocket, and then the cowboy, he just slowly rode away. I guess I'll never know the answers. How this copper coin that I found ended up 100 miles from nowhere by a mulga tree just laying on the ground. May have been owned by a young man who was walking to the city to fight a war. The coin slipped through the hole in his pocket that his mum had sewn up many times before. Well, it may have been owned by some travellers who were camping out under the southern skies, playing two up, drinking whiskey around the fire. And they lost the coin when they tossed it way too high. I guess I'll never know the answers. How to scrub a coin that I found ended up 100 miles from nowhere by a mulga tree just laying on the ground. country laying on the ground.
Oh, there we go, folks. That's Kerry Kennedy's Copper Coin from the album of the same name title, and he will be on the show a little bit later on. I'm going to play a song now. This is by Dean Perrott. Now, I played this last week because we are promoting the Nanango Country Music Muster, which is from the 11th to the 15th of September, and that's at the Nanango Showgrounds. Now, Dean Perrott is going to be one of the artists appearing there, Brian Letton, Lance Birrell. Check it out on Facebook or check it out also on Google. There's so many artists there, Jeff Brown, Kidron Taylor, so many to mention. And we are promoting that. And as well as that, we're also promoting the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, which is on from the 20th to the 22nd of September at Boney Mountain. And that's a Norma O'Hara Murphy event. So last week, I played a song by Dean Perrott, and it was requested again this week, okay? Now, this request has come from Rod, and Rod's in Druin, Victoria. So I should point out, if you do want to hear any songs, message me on Facebook, okay? Go to All Aussie Radio on Facebook, and you can message me there, or go to, if you want to email me, go to allaussieradio.com.au and you can email through your request that way, okay, either on Facebook or via email. So played this song last week. It's Dean Perrott's latest song, and Rod was tuned in from Druin in Victoria, and he's asked me to play it again. It's a number called A Big Thing in a Small Town.
Dreams and broken hearts, the local paper read. The meatworks closed its doors for good that day. All the warmth had faded, the magic disappeared. 300 families packed and moved away. Now Johnson's corner store can't feed them anymore. And the Bowsers at Red Servo have gone dry. Those who moved on early can make a brand new start, while those who stay will barely just get by. It's a big thing in a small town. Change like that don't come around every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. That big old mining company have sent their people in to sink the test holes down and find our worth. They say there'll be a calling for 1,000 local jobs. Could this be a blessing or a curse? Now Billy Mack the ringer just scored a grand old job that earns him 3 times more than saddle pay. He'll buy a brand new cruiser, pay the mortgage on his place. Now he doesn't have to move away. It's a big thing in a small town. Like that don't come around every day. The spirit of his heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. This summit's just a place on the highway, while others only dream this place will always be there. Like that don't come around every day. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. The folks who call it home are here to stay. The spirit of its heart can't be torn apart. those who call it home are here to stay.
Hey, there we go, folks. That is Dean Perrott, a big thing in a small town, and that one was going out to Rod, and he's from Druin in Victoria. Thanks for the request, Rod. Continuing on now, I'm going to play a track by Brian Letton, and Brian Letton is one of the artists that will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and that's from the 11th to the 15th of September. So last week I played a number called I Love Beer. What Aussie man doesn't love beer? This week, folks, we're going to play a track called 1, 2, 3, Waltz. Brian Letton, people.
One, two, three, waltz with me. Hold me close once more. One, two, three, dream with me as we dance around the floor. One, two, three, waltz with me until the band is through. As the night wears on, I find myself falling for you. 'Twas the night I first met you at that old country dance, where we'd sing and laugh the night away in search of romance. Now the years may have rolled along and we've both turned gray, but I still recall that special night when we fell in love this way. 1, 2, 3, waltz with me. Hold me close once more. 1, 2, 3, dream with me as we dance around the floor. 1, 2, 3, waltz with me until the band is through. As the night wears on, I find myself falling for you. As it did those years before, and I'll hold you just as close, my love, as I did in those early days. And as the band strikes up another tune, to you once more I say, 1, 2, 3, waltz with me, hold me close once more. 1, 2, 3, dream with me as we dance around the floor. 1, 2, 3, waltz with me until the band is through. As the night wears on, I find myself still loving you.
1, 2, 3, dream with me
as we dance around the floor.
1, 2, 3, waltz with me
until the band is through. As the night wears on, I find myself still loving you. As the night wears on, I find myself still loving you.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
A There we go, folks. That is Brian Letton, a 1-2-3 waltz, and he's one of the artists that will be appearing at the Nenango Country Music Muster 11th to 15th of September. We are continuing on with the music now. Going to play a song by one of the artists that will be appearing at that other festival, which is the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and that's from the 20th to the 22nd of September, and we'll be at that one as well. Had the pleasure of seeing this band last year. They go by the name of the Barley Shakes. We're going to play a song by them, and it's a number called Whiskey in the Jar.
Saw you was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. Said stand and deliver or the devil he may take you. Come on. With your ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da.
Sing it up.
Whack for my daddy, oh. Whack for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar, oh. Well, I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She swore and she sighed that she would never leave me. But the devil take the women, for they never can go easy. With your ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack for my daddy-o.
Beautiful.
Whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar-o. To the yowdy-dowdy-doo-da. Up to me chamber and it was all to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold jewels and for sure it was no wonder. Jenny got me charges and she filled them up with water, then sent for Captain Farrell who was ready for the slaughter. With your ring-dum-a-doo-dum-a-da. Whack for my daddy-o. Whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar-o. Just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of 40 men and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for they'd stolen away me rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. With your ring, I'm a dude, I'm a dad. What for my daddy-o? What for my daddy-o? Going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, then produced my rapier. Said stand and deliver or the devil he may take you. With your ring dum a doo dum a da. Whack for my daddy o. Whack for my daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar. I'm a dude, I'm a dad. What for my daddy, oh?
for my daddy-o? What for my daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is the Bali Shakes. Whiskey in the Jar. And they are one of the artists that will be appearing there at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. And that is on from the 20th to 22nd of September. And Whiskey in the Jar, it's a traditional Irish song, okay, set in the southern mountains of Ireland, often with specific mentions of counties Cork and Kerry, and the song about a rapier or a highwayman who is betrayed by his wife or lover is one of the most widely performed traditional Irish songs and has been recorded by numerous artists since the 1950s. I'm going to play you one more song now by Kerry Kennedy, okay? And this is from his Copper Coin album. And then straight after this, we've got Kerry on the phone lines with us. The song I'm going to play for you from the Copper Coin album is a number called Island Time. Straight after this, folks, Kerry Kennedy.
Well, I ain't got no money, I got nothing to lose. I don't need a shirt and I don't need no shoes. And telephones don't work here at all. The waves softly crashing on the shore. Oh, I'm living on island time. Dancing and singing, we're just having some fun. Drank too much whiskey and way too much rum. Time slips away and to my surprise, here comes another tequila sunrise. Oh, I'm living on island time. All my troubles start fading away. There's no tomorrow, just this beautiful day. The sun and the sand and you by my side. Don't get much better, yeah, I'm feeling alive. Oh, I'm living on island time. Slowly out of Tonley, another perfect day out on the sea. Kicking back, just wasting time. Prediction for today, everything will be fine. Oh, I'm living on island time. All my troubles start fading away. There's no tomorrow, just as beautiful day. The sun and the sand and you by my side. Don't get much better, yeah, I'm feeling alive. Oh, I'm living on island time. Oh, I'm living on island time.
Good afternoon, listeners. Phil C here, and on the phone lines with me this afternoon, I reckon one of Australia's finest country singers, and he's going to laugh at that, but he is, in my opinion, Mr. Kerry Kennedy. How you going, Kerry?
Good, Phil. Yourself, brother?
Mate, I am doing fabulous. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me. Where are you now? Whereabouts in Australia are you?
Mate, I'm up at Bramwell Station, about 165 k's from the top.
Yep.
Cape York, and yeah, just up here for a couple of months stints, I guess.
Wow.
So I'll be up here for a couple of months, yeah.
Okay, so just to make our listeners really, really jealous, you're 150 k's from the Cape. What's the weather doing up there today? Is it fabulous?
Mate, it looks a bit rainy, but I'm in my jocks and singlet. No.
hang on. Go on.
No, mate, in shorts and a shirt. Yeah, no, I really don't know. I think it would be about 23 degrees.
Fair enough.
It's nice. It's a bit overcast today. It has been for the last couple of days, but, mate, when it when the sun's come out there, it's absolutely beautiful. Sunsets here are gorgeous, and the sunrise,
yeah,
absolutely fantastic. So yeah.
Well, you've been sharing a few of them on Facebook. So listeners, if you want to know where Kerry Kennedy's at, you've got to like him on Facebook. That's a start, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, the next thing I want to talk about, the reason why we've got you on the phone is because I've seen you perform at various different country music festivals, and I say that with all honesty and all love to you, mate. I think you're a fabulous singer-songwriter, and you're great on the stage. You love your audiences, and you've now got a brand new song, which is called Thank You for the Ride. Now, it's all about, I guess, the people that have supported you. So tell us all about this song. How did it come about?
Well, mate, look, it's called Thank You for the Ride. Basically, my old drummer, Ray Forrest, always said to me while we're out on the road, you know, you've got to earn the ride. You just can't expect this ride to be just given to you, you know, so... We don't have a lot of miles over. It's 35 years in January at Tamworth, when we go to Tamworth. So I thought that I'd like to write a song about thanking the people for what they've done for me, you know, because I wouldn't have this ride without the people. So, yeah, I sat down, and it wasn't hard to write because I've had a lot of support with a lot of just good people that have bought CDs, or they've come up to me and, you know, bought a shirt or a hat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Any support was gracious, you know. We were gracious about what we were getting, and mate, without the people, we've got nothing, you know.
Yes.
All artists are the same. We've got nothing. But, no, I love the song, and it's coming well. We're going to release it up here at the Cape. We've got Macca's 4x4 All Australian Adventures coming up here on Saturday night.
Cool.
And, yeah, they're going to be doing a little bit of a film of that. And I'm doing a bit of a video clip up here, which is a fair bit of dirt and dust up here. So that's what the chorus says, you know, while lying tarred, black tarred, white, lying dust and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, mate, look, it's I'm pretty excited about this song because it's a really good song. Not because I wrote it, but Robbie Breeze down at Tamworth, he put it together for me, and he just captured everything that I wanted.
Yeah, he's a fabulous, I guess, producer, for want of a better word, apart from being a very talented musician, multi-instrumentalist. He's got that studio there in Tamworth, and he does a lot of work with the independent country artists like yourself, so he knows what he's about. He knows you. In fact, I saw you on his festival in Bingara earlier this year. So
that's right,
you guys go way back. So understandable that you'd want to choose somebody like Rob to put it together for you.
Mate, and also he's a beautiful man, and he listens to what I want. Just listens exactly how I want to put the song down, and then goes away. I leave the song with him for about 2 weeks.
Yes.
And he comes back, and he comes back with just absolutely exactly what I wanted to put out to the people, you know.
So
fantastic.
Apart from the song itself and what it's all about, what about the players that are on it? Have you got your reggae? Have you got Paulie on there, or did Breezy do the guitars? Or
Breezy done most of the guitars. I do have all the names of we got players from all around the place, mate. I'd have to come back with you with all of them because we've got steel players, we've got guitar players, the drummers, the whole box of dice. But I have all the names that will get begun on I should have that ready for you, mate. Bloody hopeless I am.
That's fine. I just assumed it was your double barrel band. I just assumed it was Paulie on the guitar and Billy on the bass, but you've got other players playing on this one.
Yeah, well, I've basically gone out doing a bit of solo. Billy and Paulie play with me every now and then, and Rob and them, when I'm down south, I play with them as well. So, you know, the nucleus of the band is Billy and Paulie.
Yes.
But I've got Timmy Lewin on drums as well. We'll go back to Lights on the Hill in Gatton on the 5th and 6th of October.
Right.
Paulie and them, and my band will be playing with me there. So
that's great.
Yeah, no, it's just logistically, mate, it's really, really hard to bring band around. And
of course.
You know, so we sort of try and do it. I try and do it as best I can, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, I know you want to try and do it as economically as you can as well, because your last album, Copper Coin, you're giving a chunk of that away to charity as well, aren't you? So you got to try and make it viable for you in order to give money away.
Yeah, well, look, mate, it's I've always got to feed and somewhere to sleep, you know. I give $10 out of the CD to Rosie's in Brisbane, and that goes out to the Humps. Look, it's not a big deal to me, because it's something that, as I said, I've always got to feed and somewhere to camp. I've got good friends, and I've always got fuel in my car, but there's a lot of people out there, and it's not their fault that they're out on the street.
Yes.
You know, if we can give them a feed and somewhere to camp for the night, or just swag or something, mate, that makes me happy, and that's all I want to be, is happy.
That's it.
That's life.
I've never seen a happier man in my life, to be honest with you. I mean, you got it all, mate. You got the looks. You used to be a footy player.
Yeah.
So you got your fitness, and you got your talent, you got your looks. You got it all happening, mate, and a great songwriter to boot.
Well, thank you very much, mate. You're very, very kind, but I tell you what, age is catching up pretty quick.
Mate, age catches up with all of us, and I've been feeling it myself a bit. So, look, we all, time marches on, you know what I mean? And each day is a gift.
It is, mate. But I've got to tell you, you know, what you're doing for the independent fellas too is a fantastic. And we don't have a lot of people that are backing us, the independents, you know. We have the ones like yourself that actually get the music out. And, mate, you're the best bloke in the world to talk to, and also to get our music out. It's bloody great.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure, and I have so much fun catching up with you and all the other great talent I've met along the road that a lot of people don't know anything about. They just don't seem to know them. I mention names, and they go, no, never heard of him. And then I actually did an interview with a fella about 3 weeks ago, and he was running a campground in just the other side of Inverell, and I said to him, "Oh, Kerry Kennedy, Dean Perrott, nah, don't know him. I know Lee Kernaghan and Slim Dusty." And I go, "Well, mate, you got to listen to this bloke." And he's meeting you, and he's now listening to you. And he rang me back, and he said, "Mate, what a great singer! Thank you for putting me onto him."
Oh, mate, that's fantastic. But that's the thing, mate. You know, like in Australia, it's so vast, it's so big, this country, and there's so many people out there trying to do their thing. You know, I try to tell my missus, not everyone knows who I am. It doesn't matter, you know. It's just, as you go along, you touch people.
You do.
That's what you do, you know. You give us a tunnel to get out there and let people hear us, you know.
Yes.
Well, we don't get that very much. It's very, very hard since, you know, digital. You can put it on the digital music, but, you know, the way these other blokes go with Spotify and that, you know, they're not paying much. And
no.
It's very, very hard for the artists and or the writers, you know. They're probably, I think it's 0.003 cents per spin.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no, and you know, they've got this AI thing now, you know,
yes,
where they can punch in your words and they'll do the chords for you.
Yeah, look.
So I can only see it's going to get harder and harder for the writers, and hopefully, you know, we can all keep our heads and just keep writing music, because there's nothing better than someone, the feeling and the knowing of it, you know, you can't get that.
Fantastic. Well, mate, you got to keep doing what you're doing. Now, tell us, the song's only just come out the other day, and I don't even know if it's had any airplay yet, so I feel very honoured. It's going to be on in a moment. So I think I'm the first to spin this on the airwaves.
Yes, mate, you're the first in Australia to be spinning this one, and I haven't even put it on Amber yet, but I'll have it on there this afternoon.
So. Now, I got to ask, how do people, because you're going to make it as a physical copy and put a few other songs on it if to sale at gigs or things, or is it just going to be on the platforms?
Mate, I think it'll just be on the platform at the moment. I will be doing the full album. I have got a new album written.
Yes.
This one sort of came out where, as I said, up at the Cape, and Macca was, they're coming up with a TV mob here on Saturday, and we're going to release it then, as far as, you know, light there and all that sort of stuff.
So, okay.
But I'd love you to play it today. That would be great, and get some feedback on it. That'd be fantastic.
Mate, I think it's a great song. You sent it to me about a week ago, so I've had the pleasure of playing it several times. I think it's a great song. I love the lyrics. Now I understand exactly what it was about. I thought it was about your band initially, thanking them for the ride, you know, Billy and Paulie and so on. But it's actually for your supporters and for the fans that come to see you at each and every gig, and thanking them for coming and supporting you and buying your music at these various festivals you play at and so on and so forth. So it's for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely, mate. It's, you know, like 35 years, I wouldn't have had any of this without the people out there, and that's just the truth. If people weren't coming to I wouldn't get bums on seats. I wasn't going to get a, you know, a show.
Yes.
And we've, you know, we've proven that we've, you know, with repeated shows, and so we're doing the right thing, and the people are supporting us, and I love that. I just love the people. I just love the people.
Yep, I know you do. I know you do, mate. And a lot of this stuff comes from your heart. You know, you've written fabulous songs like Big Rig. Absolutely love it. I think it's one of the greatest songs I've heard. Copper Coin, the backstory to that. And I keep telling people to listen to support you and listen to your music, because I think you're one of the best, mate, really, honestly and truly.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that, mate. I really, really do.
All righty. Well, we're going to put it on right now, Kerry. It's called Thank You for the Ride. Thanks again, Kerry, and look forward to catching you on the country field somewhere.
Thanks, brother, folks. Thank you.
I want to thank you for the good times. I still laugh at them today. Thank you for the friendships, even those who walked away. Memories we all can share, remembering those good times. But most of all, I thank you all for giving me this ride. I've traveled every highway, singing songs in our back bars. One night stands in rodeos, sleeping nights out in my car. I never had much money, but I've had some songs to sing. If I could go back to the very start, you know I wouldn't change one thing. Open roads and highways, black tall white lines of dust. Miles and miles of nothing in the front seat of the bus. Making lifelong memories and making friends and pushing time. Thank you every one of you for giving me this ride. I don't know where the time is gone, it seems like yesterday. We were packed up in our bed to bed and we were on our way. Look back now to what we've done, all the friends we made. I wish I could go back in time and do it all again. Open roads and highways, black tar white lines of dust. Miles and miles of nothing in the front seat of the bus. Making lifelong memories and making friends and pushing time. Thank you, every one of you, for giving me this ride. If tomorrow comes and I don't see you again, remembering all the times we had and I was proud to be your friend. Laugh about the things we did, remembering those good times. But most of all, I thank you all for giving me this ride. Open roads and highways, black tar white lines of dust. Miles and miles of nothing in the front seat of the bus. Making lifelong memories and making friends and pushing time. Thank you, every one of you, for giving me this ride. Open roads and highways, black tar white lines of dust. Miles and miles of nothing in the front seat of the bus. Making lifelong memories and making friends and pushing time. Thank you, every one of you, for giving me this ride. I want to thank you, every one of you, for giving me this ride.
Oh, well, there you go, folks. What do you think of that song? That's Kerry Kennedy's brand new song, Thank You for the Ride. Now, I'm going to play one more song by Kerry from his brand new album, Copper Coin. The reason why I'm promoting this so much, folks, is because $10 from the sale of each of these albums is going to charity and helping homeless people, okay? I'm going to play a song on this album, and it's a number called Homeless. Kerry Kennedy, and it is from his Copper Coin album.
It's 5th of June, it was cold outside. Started walking home. Saw an old man sitting down by the creek around the fire with his dog. I'd seen him there 100 times. He'd ask me, how's your day? But tonight I thought I'd sit and talk and I'd be on my way. He said, come sit by the fire. The dog and me don't bite. And he asked me how things had been and if I was all right. He looked at me with kind blue eyes, stopped and gave a glare. He said, most people don't talk at all to me. They just stop and they just stare. I said, well, I'm here to listen and talk with you a while. He said, thank you, son, for your time, and gave a tooth to smile. Then he looked down at his old blue dog, was laying at his feet. He said, he's going blind most of the time. He don't have much to eat. Then he told me about his family, how he lost them years ago. In a fire while he was working, that's when he lost his dreams and hopes. Now he wanders round aimlessly, the hardest times and nights. He said, I don't have much to give at all, but take this home tonight. Appreciate the ones you love, love the life you live. Be thankful for the smallest things and always hug your kids. Don't be afraid to ask for help, it's hard when you're alone. Me, I'm just waiting here for my time to come, when the good Lord takes me home. I sat with him for hours till it was time for me to go. And I asked him if he'd like to come and have a feed at home. He smiled at me and shook his head and said, no, I'll be fine. But you're welcome to come back and talk to me anytime. When I got home, I hugged my kids like I never hugged before. Kissed my wife and I held her close behind that wooden door. As I laid down with the lights turned off in my warm and cozy bed, I see his kind old blue eyes and I remember exactly what he said. Appreciate the ones you love, love the life you live. Be thankful for the smallest things and always hug your kids. Don't be afraid to ask for help, it's hard when you're alone. And me, I'm just waiting here for my time to come, when the good Lord takes me home.
There we go, folks. That is Kerry Kennedy from his latest album, Copper Coin. Now, do remember, folks, $10 from the sale of that album goes toward homeless people, okay? And that's the reason why I played that particular track. He's a sensational country performer, singer-songwriter, and he's got a heart of gold. And, yeah, to give $10, which is virtually half of what he sells it for, half of it goes to a charity. And he shares it around various charities, actually. So why not get behind him? Follow him on Facebook, okay? Become a friend to him. And if you want to find out more about him, that's probably the way to do it. We are continuing on with the music, though. I'm almost out of time. I've got about 15 minutes before I hang up the headphones, put the horse in the stable. I'm going to play a track now, and this one's by Travis Collins. It's his latest single. And the reason why we're playing this one is because Travis Collins is going to be at the Texas Country Music Festival, and that is from the 26th to the 28th of September. So I'm going to be a very, very busy boy. I'm going from Nanango, which is the first one. That's from the 11th to the 15th. And then from there, Boney Mountain Folk Festival, 2021-22. And then from there to Texas, 26th, 27th, 28th of September. So a lot of country music coming your way, as well as interviews and lots of other information regarding these particular events. So the song we're going to play, as I said, it's Travis Collins' latest single. It's a number called Don't Get Me Started.
I want to see what happens where the blacktop turns to gravel. I want to jump in the great unknown and let my dreams unravel. I want to chase the open road till I can dip my toes in the blue. I want to catch them feelings I only catch with you. So don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day, if we ain't going all the way. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. I don't wanna be the on and off again just for the weekend. I don't wanna be the number that you only call when you're drinking. I don't wanna be a short-lived love that someday you look back on. I wanna be the man that you hang your hopes and your dreams and your hat on. Don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day, if we ain't going all the way, if we ain't going all the way, yeah. Don't get me started, yeah, don't get me started. If we ain't going all the way, 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 if we ain't going all the way. Don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day.
There you go, folks. Don't get him started. Definitely don't want to get him started. Travis Collins, folks, and that's his latest single, and he's going to be appearing at the Texas Country Music Festival from 26th to 28th of September. Travis Collins, what can I tell you a bit about him? He was born in Campbelltown. I think 1985, if memory serves me correctly. Three of his albums have reached the ARIA Albums Chart Top 20. Hard Light, Brave and the Broken, and Wreck Me. And he has won eight Golden Guitar Trophies at the Album Country Music Awards of Australia. So he's going to be appearing at that one. Now, one that was there a couple of years ago at that particular event, and will be at the Wingham Music Festival. Gosh, there's some festivals I'll be going to for the rest of the year. I've got a brand new single out. Now, this one hit the airwaves, I think, last Friday, so just 2 days ago. And it is the Wolf Brothers, Nick and Tom from Tasmania. The song is called Little by Little. The Wolf Brothers.
Too slow, your boss is a little too high, they're strong, and your paycheck's a little too low. You take it one day, one step at a time. turns into a lie. Where your riggers are running on empty, and diesel is out of control, and the money you grind in the overtime you gotta give to the ATO. Between the RPA and the day to day, everybody wants a piece of the pie. Little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lie. So let's get a little bit crazy, let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit of liquor and a little bit of throwing it down. We might go a little bit too far, but it's a little too late to stop. Little by little, little by little, a little turns into a lot. Get a little bit high. We're all just doing what we gotta do, and we made it through the Friday night. We might take it a little bit too far, so make it a double shot. A little by little, better make it a triple, but a little turns into a lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's get a little bit crazy, let's get a little too loud. Let's pull the trigger on a little bit of liquor.
There we go, folks. That's Little by Little, the Wolf Brothers, brand new track for them. Came out just 2 days ago, folks, and that's just going to rocket to number one. I can guarantee it. Nick and Tom Wolf, they are sensational. Boys from Tasmania, and yeah, everything these boys seem to do just rockets through the charts because they have so much talent. They are so down to earth. They are so fair dinkum. And what else can I say? They are two great guys with a fabulous band. Continuing on, I've got about 6 minutes to go before I hang up the headphones. I'm going to play you a track now, and this one's by Jeff Brown. Jeff Brown is one of the artists that's going to be appearing at that Nanango Muster I keep talking about from the 11th to the 15th of September. The track we're going to play for you is a number called No One Does It Like You. Jeff Brown.
I was driving down the highway as the sun slipped from view. The western clouds were golden and the sky a pretty blue. That sunset was beautiful and I've seen quite a few, but it's not as pretty as you. I saw you at a party with friends we both knew. I asked you out to dinner, I got your phone number too. We had some good times and I somehow knew that no one does it like you. No one does it like you. In a room when you come into view, with your silky hair, your bright eyes, your smile happy too. No one does it like you. You have a career and we're all proud of you. I feel so lucky that I'm holding you. No one does it like you. This song is special, I sing just for you. Will the future be as happy as the past we've been through? You'll be successful whatever you do, 'cause no one does it like you. No one does it like you. In a room when you come into view, with your silky hair, your bright eyes, your smile happy too. No one does it like you. With your silky hair, your bright eyes, your smile happy too. No one does it like you. No one does it like you.
Hey, there we go, folks. That is Jeff Brown, No One Does It Like You. Folks, I'm going to play one more track, and then it's time for me to be hanging up the headphones and putting the horse in the stable. Song is by Errol Grey. He's going to be appearing at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, 20th to 22nd of September. And the track we're going to play for you is a number called Thank God I'm Unemployed.
Well, life on the dole is kind of laid back. Get pissed at the pub, have a bit at the tap. A box trifecta and a cold six pack. Thank God I'm unemployed. Now being unemployed never did me no harm. The housing commission gave us a nice home. Vegemite village had a certain kind of charm. Thank God I'm unemployed. Well, I got me a fine wife, she gets the pension. We haven't got kids, but we told them we had seven. Life on the dole ain't nothing but a fiddle. Thank God I'm unemployed. I'd sit and smoke cones all day if I could. Only smoke heads, cause that leaf's no good. Fill out my form and I lodge it when I should. Thank God I'm unemployed. I watched telly with my dad till the day he died. He said, take this TV and watch it with pride. Haven't missed an episode of Days of Our Lives. Thank God I'm unemployed. Well, I got me a fine wife, she gets the pension. We haven't got kids, but we told them we had seven. Life on the dole ain't nothing but a fiddle. Thank God I'm unemployed, yee-haw. Well, you never had a job, the social worker said. Well, how do you keep yourself clothed and fed? I got 50 grand hidden under the bed. Thank God I'm unemployed. Well, the DSS gotten onto my game, but they won't catch me unless they've got a plane. I'm living next door to Scacy in Spain. Yee-haw! Thank God I'm unemployed. Well, I got me a fine wife, she gets the pension. We haven't got kids, but we told them we had seven. Life on the dole ain't nothing but a fiddle. Thank God I'm unemployed.
Hey, there you go, folks. That is Errol Grey. He's a comedic country singer, and he's going to be appearing there at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival from the 20th to the 22nd of April. Folks, it's time for me to put the horse in the stable. Yes! Take the headphones off, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. I do hope you've enjoyed this program. It's called Corner Country. It's brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. So until next week, folks, yee-ha! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.